Leslie Smith on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com. We'll be joined by Justin Lewis of KIS Futures talking about the news behind the grain markets today and also your closing numbers here next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
It's the ultimate win-win situation for wheat farmers. Farmers receive the best genetically improved wheat varieties that address their specific needs. And when you invest in varieties created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics, you're investing in the future of your own farm operations. Your investment today allows independent research to continue that returns that investment directly back to you in the form of locally adapted varieties. Help keep OSU's wheat breeding program strong and sustainable. Log on to OKGenetics.com to learn more. That's OKGenetics.com.
Justin, how did our markets do today?
Ag futures today were quite strong. We had corn up 4 to 5 cents. March 16 corn, 379 and a quarter, up 5.5, about a half cent off of the high. It's been interesting to watch the December versus March corn futures as we get into the last trading day on Monday for the December futures, how that spread has whittled down to about 2 cents. So there's very little carry, if any, given the amount of supply we have between the December and the March. The market is really paying up for corn right now, despite harvest just being completed. So that would be considered sort of odd. March, soybeans up 2.25, 882, 7.5 off the high, and about 7 cents off of the low today. They had a really good midday rally here and then sold off in the last 30 minutes or so. And then for wheats, we were 6 to 9 cents higher. We had Chicago March wheat up 6 at 495 and 3 quarters. March Kansas City up 9 at 489 and a half. Looking out to next July wheat, up 9 cents in July Kansas City at 511, 1.5 cents off of the high. So overall, the grain futures were really strong. Some outside impact here. We had the dollar up 61, which is contrary to the grain rally, and the stock market up 211 in the Dow at 17,677.
We'll have more analysis right after this on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
For Oklahoma pork producers, bringing high-quality meals to our neighbor's table starts with responsible production practices. We're committed to doing what's right for the health and well-being of our animals as the foundation for delivering safe and wholesome pork. That's what you expect from the products you bring home for your family, and that's what Oklahoma pork producers work to deliver each and every day. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff Program.
Justin, what else are traders looking at today?
The government report today was the export sales report. It was considered negative for wheat. Exports were 225,000 metric tons, below expectations of 250 to 500. Corn was really big, again, at 1.095 million metric tons. Expectations were 400 to 600. And then beans were 1.453 million metric tons. Expectations 750 to 1,000. So, really, really strong for corn and beans, a little bit negative for wheat. Hedge funds are still short across the board. These rallies like we've seen here today suggest to me that maybe those hedge funds are covering that short position. There's some talk that at current wheat prices being unprofitable, you know, why would they stay short? Why would people have the incentive to produce a really good wheat crop next year? And that could be the reason why it rallied and short covering. The bigger topic today in the cattle futures was the big turnaround we had. Markets in the feeder cattle closed about $4.50 off of their lows this morning. The market made key new lows here and then bounced. January feeders up $1.60, 152.22. March is at 150 even, up $1.47. Now that's off of the contract high, but that was a really good strong turnaround.
That's Justin Lewis of KIS Futures. Justin, how can people reach you?
877-431-9805.
And recapping your markets, at February live cattle up 237 at 126.52. April up 202 at 127.65. January feeder cattle up 242 at 153.05. March up 232 at 150.85. February lean hogs down 2 at 59.22. April unchanged at 63.25. In the grains, March Kansas City wheat up 9.25 at 489 and 3 quarters. July up 8.25 at 510 and a quarter. March Chicago wheat up 5 and 3 quarters at 495 and a half. March corn up 5.5 at 379 and a quarter, with May up 5 at 384 and a quarter. January soybeans up 1.5 at 878 and a quarter, with March up 1.5 at 881 and a quarter. March cotton down 104 at 63.77. May down 101 at 64.55. That's your market analysis on the Radio Oklahoma Network and OklahomaFarmReport.com.